Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Operation Sindoor, India's military and strategic strike on terrorism. The participants are Lieutenant General D.P. Pandey, Defense Analyst, and Anubha Rohatogi, Anchor.
Lieutenant General D.P. Pandey, welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you.
At the beginning of the program, let me share with our listeners that Defense Minister Rajnath Singh was in Jammu and Kashmir, Srinagar today, where he addressed the soldiers of the Indian Army at the Badami Bagh Cant in Srinagar. Let's first listen into what the Defense Minister had to say.
Pahalgam hamle ke baad, humare Jammu Kashmir ki janta ne puri ek jurta ke saath aur Pakistan aur saath hi saath aatankwadiyon ke prati jis prakar se apne gusse ka idhar kiya hai, main Jammu Kashmir ki janta ka abhinandan karta hun.
Lieutenant General Pandey, we just heard the Defense Minister. He's talking about the, you know, India's success in Operation Sindoor. He's talking about the energy that he could feel at the base there. So he also said that Operation Sindoor is not just a name of an operation, but it is our commitment through which we India has shown that when we need it, we can take strong actions and decisions. What is your first comment on Operation Sindoor?
Yeah, so I'll start by saying that Operation Sindoor's name itself was the first thing which I think struck the entire country, including me. I've been into the profession of war fighting for about more than four decades and a couple of more years. But the fact is, this is something very unique which came striking hard to resonate, that when somebody comes and tries to wipe off Sindoor of our sisters and our people, then the due punishment in terms of blood will be responded to. So that is one part. The second is, this is one of the very rare times a very clear direction and to fulfill a mission was given by the Prime Minister or the government of the day, in which he directed the armed forces through his the talk which was giving somewhere in Bihar regarding destruction of the perpetrators of Pahalgam event on 22nd April. Wherever they are, they should be taken down to dust. So I think it was one of the best synergized operation led by Indian armed forces, by all the three services, in which enmeshed we ensured that in few hours, within that night of 6th-7th, we were able to destroy very, very important headquarters from where the global terrorism was operating. And that was Bahawalpur, Muridke, Muzaffarabad, and besides that, number of launch pads. So I think that was an affirmation. And second is that I think elation is obvious when you achieve the task which have been given to you with zero casualties at a point of time. And also when the country is elated by your success and is backing you up, there can't be a better proud moment for the armed forces of any country. And surely Indian armed forces is no different from others.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh also made another very important statement today during his address to the soldiers, and that was regarding Pakistan's nuclear arsenal. Let's first listen into what he had to say.
Operation Sindoor ki kamyabi ne Pakistan mein chhipe aatank ki sangathanon aur unke aakaon ko bhi yah saaf bata diya hai कि वे कहीं भी अपने आप को महफूज और सुरक्षित न समझें। अब वे हमारे बहादुर भारतीय सेनाओं के निशाने पर हैं। आतंकवाद के खिलाफ भारत की प्रतिज्ञा कितनी कठोर है, इसका पता इसी बात से चलता है कि हमने उनके न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल की भी परवाह नहीं की है। श्रीनगर की धरती से मैं पूरी दुनिया के सामने यह सवाल उठाना चाहता हूं कि क्या ऐसे गैर जिम्मेदार और रोग नेशन के हाथों में परमाणु हथियार सुरक्षित हैं? मैं मानता हूं कि पाकिस्तान के एटमी हथियारों को इंटरनेशनल एटॉमिक एनर्जी एजेंसी की निगरानी में लिया जाना चाहिए। मैं ये कहना चाहूंगा और साफ तौर पर कहना चाहूंगा।
We just heard the defense minister also raise the question whether nuclear weapons are safe in the hands of a nation such as, he used the word, irresponsible and rogue nation like Pakistan. In fact, he called for international intervention to supervise Pakistan's nuclear weapons. So do you think the time has come for the international community to take action against Pakistan, or at least, like the defense minister has said, to at least monitor the nuclear arsenal that is there in Pakistan?
You know, absolutely. I think there can't be a clearer message to the world community, because unfortunately the world community has a duality in its approach to a problem. On one side, Iran, which doesn't even have a nuclear arsenal as of now to talk of, is not a declared terrorist state technically. It is a competitor, it has got issues with the deep state or with America or the West, but yet there are international observers. They are being sanctioned for monitoring the progress, what is being made towards the making of a nuclear arsenal. On the other side, for last about 20-25 years, it's a well-known fact that the entire trail of any event which has been conducted in terms of terror, and the Prime Minister highlighted in speech that be it 9/11 or the London tube bombing or any other terror act has resonated or come down, has let the evidences of the leads have come down to Pakistan in a couple of those locations. So when we know that today the terrorists are the proxies of Pakistan Army, there's a radical leadership which talks of only an ideology in a form and has got so much venom in his heart and mind. If such kind of a leadership takes a call which may be harmful for the entire world, it seems as important, very, very important, that the nuclear arsenal which is held in Pakistan should be under some sort of observation and control of the world. And we must understand that while we have the second strike capability, in case any error happens, not only Pakistan will be destroyed, the after effects are going to be there for the world too.
Since the cessation of hostilities, right after the announcement of cessation of hostilities, we saw drones, you know, from Pakistan's side, which were sighted in India. Of course, we successfully intercepted them. Since then, there have been, you know, continued encounters between our security forces and terrorists. This week itself, earlier this week, three terrorists were killed in Jammu and Kashmir. Today, three terrorists were killed in Jammu and Kashmir. Overall situation, when you look at what has happened since the cessation of hostilities, would you say that the India's stand that Operation Sindoor is not over? In fact, it's been put on hold. It is the right decision.
Yeah, firstly, look, it is the right decision, because the charter which the Prime Minister had given to the armed forces was to destroy the headquarters or the perpetrators of the terror act which took place in Pahalgam. That was achieved, right? Once that is achieved, thereafter, there are more inputs which are required to carry on an operation. I think we've achieved. But coming on to two side issues, you know, I have been the core commander of Chinar Corps. I was heading the entire Kashmir Valley from the armed forces side. So it is always very heartening to note when the terrorists are knocked off there by Chinar Corps. I am extremely proud of this formation. On the other side also, while the drones crossed and there were ceasefire violations on that night, somewhere while we are telling the world and Pakistan and our own people, every day after having done our operation, that this is it, what we wanted to achieve, we have done. Don't escalate the situation. But Pakistanis were not wanting to listen and they escalated. But then I think for India, as a responsible nation, wanted to control the escalation. We did not want to go for full-scale war. And therefore, we kept on telling the Pakistanis to behave, which they did eventually. And therefore, I think right now, the pause in Operation Sindoor is holding and will continue to hold till the time they don't do any mischief.
Throughout Operation Sindoor, we saw the tactical brilliance that stood out. You know, that was there was a seamless integration of indigenous high-tech systems into national defense. And we saw that technology has played a very important role in this Operation Sindoor. So moving forward, any future hostilities that may occur, it's very important that, you know, Indian armed forces are continuously upgrading themselves. And here also, I want to bring in the fact that the government has been, you know, putting so much focus on Atmanirbharta, especially in the defense sector. That is also, you know, very important, because we've seen the way our indigenous systems have, you know, worked so brilliantly.
So for last decade or so, the effort towards Atmanirbharta, and which got hastened up essentially because of coronavirus and then these two conflicts which are ongoing with Russia and Ukraine, because our majority of the equipment used to come from Russia and also a lot used to come from Israel as well. So these things have enabled and pushed us to actually become Atmanirbhar in so many sense. So this, the modern war fighting is going to be always very complex. The speed of decision making, when you learn of any activity of which is the enemy is taking, is of paramount importance, because the speed with which the weapon systems can fly and apply, right? You need to be able to stop them much before they are either in the air or well before they hit their targets. So the modern warfare is getting so complex, in which AI, big data, lot of information is going to be there, which are very, very critical information. And without technology, we can't achieve. The humans will be slow in terms of actions. So this automated stuff, which is all controlled by artificial intelligence, is an imperative today. And for this, an ecosystem, while armed forces will continue to work hard towards it, but it's very important for our country to have an HR-based, technological base and an ecosystem which is nurtured over a period of time to ensure that the best of the world comes out and empowers your armed forces to defend the country. So we need to continue to invest in technology.
When we talk about the Atmanirbharta, you know, in the defense sector, it's also important when, like, we're seeing the success of our indigenous systems. It will also have a positive impact on the defense exports as well. We've seen India's defense exports have been rising in the past few years. So obviously now with this particular, let's put it this way, that though war is never a welcome step, but you know what has happened, we've seen the success of our indigenous systems. That will also impact our defense exports.
Yeah, so it's very interesting to note that this time, the Chinese equipment failed the Turkish systems, in which the Turkish pilots and Turkish operators were working here. They also failed, right? So layer of systems broke, right? And they all broke through systems which are made indigenously. And therefore, I think it is a great thing that our defense exports will go out. It is not only important for the defense export, actually, when a technological might is accepted, there are people from the world will come out to invest. You learn from the best. And therefore, you'll keep on getting ahead of yourself, right?
And you're not so dependent on foreign, your defense imports are reduced. We're not so dependent on the systems or weapon systems that we get from the abroad, or from other countries.
Then these are challenges comes. Well, if you pick up a Chinese stuff, every semiconductor, every chip which comes in has got system which feeds back information to the Chinese. It is not only with the Chinese. Any modern nation will try and know what you are doing, what you're up to it. So the security of our nation gets compromised. I think it's very important to have your own systems.
Right. Operation Sindhu, if you look at the bigger picture, its impact is being felt, you know, even economically, and not just for Pakistan, but even for those nations which have stood by Pakistan. Let's take the example. In the last few days, we've seen media reports, you know, that about trips being tourists, you know, not wanting to go to Turkey and Azerbaijan. There are trade associations which are saying we are not going to trade with these two nations. So clearly, in a way, it is also a message to them, Pakistan and the nations that support it, that supporting Pakistan will hurt them as well in the long run.
Yeah, okay. I will not say supporting Pakistan. Being anti-India will be much more. These are reactions which are coming out in a short term. Through your channel, I'll urge the country. We have got 1.4 billion population, which is the market. We got a wonderful country where everything is available. Every kind of terrain is available. You need to invest in yourself like everybody else is doing, so that your economy surges. Your money, why should it fly out? It should remain in your own country and use it. And so you should remember every person, every country which has facilitated that to happen. It is known not only the Pakistani state, it is their supporters, direct, indirect supporters who have facilitated. So if every Indian can contribute by not giving his money to that country in some way or other, keep it to ourselves. I think that is very important.
Last question to you. Operation Sindhu also brought to the fore the synergy that we saw between the three services of Indian Armed Forces. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of effort which has been put while there's to a certain degree of a synergy or jointness which is always existing. But that was an effort we had to put across from either side. With this transition happening towards, I will not say theatrization has happened, but when the CDS has been nominated, that has actually transitioned. There are a couple of things which happened. With the nomination of the CDS, he's also got a space to sit. If you see all the briefings, the CDS was present with the Prime Minister, brief, talk, all the three service chiefs were there. There is an acknowledgement of the political leadership that the armed forces matter. Your economic growth will get stymied in case your armed forces are not strong. So I think there's a great degree of synergy and integration which has come about in last couple of years. But there is not enough. There is much, much more to go.
Lieutenant General D.P. Pandey, thank you so much for joining us on this important topic in Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Operation Sindoor, India's military and strategic strike on terrorism. The participants were Lieutenant General D.P. Pandey, defense analyst, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.